This is the third Mishnah of Perakei from the Varchin. We started out with Kefir Varchin ala Peros. The Pashtus, the meaning of the word Peros, means Gidulo min Haaretz. Peros Haaretz, meaning Peros Ha, that gets Ha'adama, Peros Ha'ilan, which gets Ha'etz. We have the exceptions. Peros Ha'ilan have an exception of Yayin, Peros Ha'aretz have an exception of Pas, but that's the first Mishnah. The Mishnah that followed talked about the Dievet situations. If you made a Bar Piyadama on Peros Ha'ilan, you Yotze, but not the reverse. So that was regarding the world called Peros, Gidule Karka. We mentioned the Brach of Shahako just in the sense of the Bidiyevet, since we talked about making Bar Piyadama on Peros Ha'ilan being Yotze Bidiyevet. So the Mishnah mentioned before, Dal Kulam Nemama Shahako Yatsa. But we haven't really seen Shahako in its own terms. What is the Bracha Shahako Niskan on, and that's what this Mishnah here comes to tell us. The contrast to Peros, which are Gidulo min Haaretz, says the Mishnah, Ba'al Davar She'en Gidulo min Haaretz Ome Shahako Nier B'dvaro. That which does not grow from the ground, the Bracha is Shahako. Again, the Lashon HaMishnah before was discussing Gidulo min Haaretz. The rationale for Chiya Bracha, which the Gemara came out, L'maskana, was because of the Svara, also, Adam Shehu is that below Bracha obviously goes not just for Peros that are Gidulim in Akarka, Gidulim in Aretz, but obviously that extends to this as well. But this is where the Mishnah going beyond what we had before. So this is the cloud. Dovash in Gidulim in Aretz, Omeshako near Bidvaro. The Mishnah doesn't give specific examples of that is coming to tell me groupings of Engidulim in Aretz. That we'll see in the Braisa. But the Mishnah goes on to talk about other things out of Shahako. Maybe in this list we can find something that's in Gidulim in Haaretz, but on the other hand we'll see things that are technically Gidulim in Haaretz. So apparently there's another aspect to Shahako, as we see now in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah does continue with specific examples. Al HaChometz, the Al HaNovlos, the Al HaGovai, Omer Shahako Nier B'dvaro. Three things. Chometz is vinegar. Novlos, we'll see in the Gemara, two Perushim. Rashi doesn't tell us yet what it is. We'll see in the Gemara, one pshat is Bushli Kamri. The way Rashi learns is that the dates got burnt, sunburnt, you could say, and obviously somewhat deteriorated. The other pshat is that they fell down from the tree prematurely. Novlos. We'll see other Perushim in the Rishonim on each of these ideas. And then you have Govai, which is Arba. Chagavim Tahorim. Grasshoppers that are tohor. So those three things, the Mishnah continues, says Shahako. That of those three things, so the one thing which is you could call Engidulim in Haaretz is Govai, right? The same way we're going to see in the Gemara, right? Behemos, Chayos, Ophos, Dagim, these are examples of Shahako. The Mishnah doesn't give you the grouping of Basar, in general, Chayos, Ophos, but gives you Govai specifically. But it also mentions Chometz and Novlos. But we don't really know what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. Why do these three things get Shahako? So Govai, I can explain. It's Ein Gidulim in Haaretz. But Chometz originates with grapes, which become wine, which became vinegar. So that's why is that called Ein Gidulim in Haaretz? As far as Novlos, again, these are dates that grew on the tree. So L'chori, you have to come up with another formulation for Shahako for the Tanakama. What could be the reason for Chometz and Novlos getting Shahako? So there are a couple of things that we could suggest. So Avi suggesting something called Ishtani L'Greisa. We've learned sugyas earlier in the Perek, the sugya of Trima, other examples. The Gemara discusses Ishtani Ligreis, Ishtani Liluya. So the fact that it was Ishtani Ligreis, so Yayin became Chometz, that's a deterioration in its state, Ishtani Ligreis, Novlos, because it was burnt by the sun, according to that pshat of the Gemara, Ishtani Ligreis. So new cloud. Now, where do we see, does it actually look different? In what sense is Ishtani? We have to go back to the sugis of Ishtani. What's called Ishtani Ligreisa to become a Shahako? So, if it looks different, that's appearance. Would you say that Chometz looks different than wine, or just tastes different? is it really different in appearance? What's the ishtani? How does it relate to what aspect of the food? In time. Okay. Does that fit within the profile of ishtani legreisa? This could have been part of the sugya that we saw of what? Which sugya maybe could fit that profile? Ishtani in terms of taste as opposed to looks. Which sugya that we saw already? Shlokos. Good. That was Hanachas David approach the sugya of shlokos. When the yerek tastes different because when you cook it, it tastes different. So that's an ishtani. And Rav Chisda came up with different formulations. If it tastes better, it tastes. More people eat it when it's warm. More people eat it when it's cooked. But as far as looks is concerned, it might look exactly the same. But that could be totally in the sugya of shlokos, whether that's called ishtani. Maybe ishtani with grace is only when you look at it and it looks different. So I'm not sure that this is the case over here. Maybe by the Bushi Kamri, perhaps. But I don't know that chometz necessarily would be that way. So it's hard to know that this is based on ishtani. Well, what else could it be?
Chashivus.
No, stop. The idea that the food is considered less chashiv. Less chashiv. And that's why it gets shahakal. There's a mashmos like that in one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yonas and Milu Nil, seems to say like that. And we see Mishtabura seems to say that also, but he doesn't quote it from the Rishonim. Yonas and Milu Nil on the Mishnah uses that lashon, you know, as he says, "Akumam shalke dvar yatsa." Then he says, "Lo yinskin nazos habracha el davish imefurish v'goli mahu yotze." In other words, you don't see the exact attribution of where it's coming from. It's not giduim in the aretz. Kigon basak bina v'adagim. So that's the idea of in giduim in the aretz. But then he continues. It says, "V'chein al dvarim she'enam chashuvin." And he explains what one pshat novlos. Okay, Govai Za'arba, that's based on the earlier cloud, that it's not nikur where it's coming from. But when he talks about novlos and chomet, he says, v'chein al dvarim she'enam chashuvin. It's a different way to explain the Mishnah. It's based on something which inherently lacks chashivas. Not because of the shtani. If you want to go back to ishtani, maybe we could still salvage that pshat. I was sort of, you know, I pushed it away. Maybe there's what to still think about regarding chometz, because the emes is that the issue of ishtani shouldn't be viewed as from yayin to chometz. Maybe from that perspective it looks like yayin. But really, where did it start? Grapes. It started as grapes. Grapes became wine. That was ishtani, but that ishtani was ishtani le'iluya. But that saves it from getting reduced to the bracha and perhaps even helps to get the bracha upgraded. Okay, also the sod, the sameach, as we saw. But once you lose that notion of iluya, then we really fall back on the ishtani, not the ishtani now from yayin to chometz, but the original ishtani from anavim to yayin. Because it's only when it holds as yayin that you have the ishtani, the iluya, that can give it not only what would be the same bracha, but even something more. Umashu Shemen Zayis doesn't get ishtani, doesn't get a new bracha because it's not like yayin, it's not soydim sameach, but it's ishtani le'iluya. Let's say that shemen will become rancid, the equivalent of a chometz. So the vort would be that the ishtani is not the ishtani from shemen to something which is deteriorated but looks the same. Maybe that's not ishtani if it looks the same. But the answer is the ishtani falls back on before. In other words, it was zaysim and it's ishtani, but it's not no longer holding by ishtani le'iluya, ishtani le'greisa. So now it's the ishtani of the grapes. I think we could still work with the pshat that was suggested. But again, but the Rabbeinu Yonas Milonil says something different. He says because it lacks chashivas. These are two possibilities of what we have in the Mishnah, why chometz and novlos get a shahakal. What else could we maybe, Taina, but I don't think it's MS, but let's at least play with the possibility of it. And that would help to look at the next words of the Mishnah. Because there is a cholek on one or some or all of these cases, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, says the Mishnah, kol shehu min klala ein mevarchin alav. So it's not clear 100% what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. Rabbi Yehuda says a rule that something is a klala, a min klala, it's a species that's considered to be a klala, you don't make a bracha. So Rashi says immediately that Yehuda is arguing on all three cases. Rashi says, min klala chometz v'novlos v'govai aide klala hein boyin. So let's take it one at a time. Chometz is considered a min klala. Why? Because yayin v'hechmetz is always a misfortune. It means it doesn't have the maila of yayin. It's spoiled. You don't enjoy it. It's obviously seen as a loss of income. It's a klala. So that's chometz. Novlos. So again, we're gonna have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara actually brings this as a raya that the pshat of novlos is the bushri kamri, and as opposed to the other pshat. So we have to see the specifics about what those examples are. But let's go with the pshat of Rashi. Bushri kamri. Bushri kamri has to do with the fact that it got sunburnt. So that's a klala. So that's the second example. Govai, again, Rashi says it's going on all three. What's the association of klala? It's a little different than the other two. The other two, the food you're eating right now has been afflicted by a misfortune. The chometz is a result of the yayin becoming chometz, and the dates that got sunburnt, it's a result of a misfortune that affected it in this way. The grasshoppers might taste very good. I never tasted one. Okay, I've seen them advertised in their wrappings, chocolate covered, you never, whatever. But even if it wasn't, maybe stomach has a taste, which is not the etzem klala. So what's the min klala idea? What's the pshat? If you argue on govai, what would be the pshat of min klala? We just finished the seder not too long ago, right? So we went through the makos, right? One of the makos is arba. Arba is known as Arba. They eat the crop. It was a terrible, terrible misfortune for Mitzrayim, right? So that's what the Rishonim say. The Ritva believes says it like that. The Ben Yonah also Bixara, but it's they're mazik. We talk about it in Hoshanis, all the things that we daven in Hoshana Rabba, for that the Tfuah should not be affected. So we talk about the various types of Arba that could eat it and destroy it. The story in Yoel, the Nebuah of the Arba. So we know Arba. You say Arba, you get scared. It's a force of klala in the world. It's a different way of describing min klala. Okay, but that's what you see from Rashi, Lashon of the Ritva. That's the color there. The govai who chalav shemazik leolam sheochel hatvuos in the varchin olam. Okay, so taking Rashi right now, we'll see other Rishonim maybe have differences in different than Rashi, but the Rashi learns that Rabbi Yehuda is going in all three. Min klala, each one in its own way, does not warrant a bracha. So one could maybe suggest that the Tanakhama, who says the bracha is shahako in these three cases, so we wondered, why is it shahako? So govai, we understood, is engidul min ha'aretz. What about chometz? What about novlos? Mm-hmm. So we said maybe because it's shani legresa, we worked that out, or it's not chashuv, or maybe, let's present the idea, again, I don't know if it's going to hold up, but we could say that maybe the Tanakhama agrees b'miksas to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mode b'miksas. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, a yisod, a min klala, ein mevarchin ala. No bracha is warranted. You can't make a bracha on a min klala, however you define min klala. Tanakhama would say, no, you can't tell me you can't make a bracha. Bracha is needed. We say, asalada mechanis min hamezeh below bracha. So how could it be that you won't make a bracha? So you got hana. Elamai, but the bracha, pratis, which makes the shevach that much more pronounced, that the appropriate bracha that you would want to make on chometz or on ovlos. So that would not be appropriate. You make rather a shahako. Maybe we could sign it like that for the Tanakhama. I mean, it's certainly not muhrach, because we could argue that the Tanakhama dismisses Rabbi Yehuda completely, and then you have to come up to some other reason why it's shahako. But Rabbi Yehuda has his shita, the min kola in mevarchin olav. Maybe we could maybe entertain the possibility that the Tanakhama agrees, but it's only to the extent that you have to make not the bracha of specific, but the bracha of shahako. Yeah.
Maybe don't you have to say that maybe this is actually the pshat that is mochrich because Mishnah says v'adresha in gidulim in a karka, and so the question we have is why is Govai singled out? Maybe you'd say that he does hold it and he's juxtaposing the Tanakh's review.
So you're bringing up an interesting point. In other words, why does the of all the examples in gidulim in a karka, the Mishnah really only mentions one? Right, in the Braisa, the Gemara is going to quote, is going to have a list of things that are fit the profile of the criteria of Engidu Min Haaretz. And in the Mishnah, it gives you the klal, and the only specific example is Govai. I mean, he could have said Basar, Dagim, and so on, Chalav, Beitzim, all these things are also Engidu Min Haaretz. So why does he pick Govai more than anything else? That's what you're bringing up. So the simple answer to that question would be, no, why does he pick Govai? Because there's a cholek on that. And this would go well with what Rashi says, and those Rishonim who assume that Rav Yehuda is arguing on Govai because he holds that quotes the min klala because they bring hezek to the world. So, in a chinami, mitzad en gedulim in haaretz could have picked a lot of examples, but he wanted to pick Govai because he argued to Rav Yehuda.
Okay. Same, but why does he have to bring up any example at all? He already said the rule of Adarash and Gedulim in
Haaretz. In a Chinami, he gave me the rule, and Govai fits the rule. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Mevarchen Alav, because I'm in Kala, see, he wants you to know that Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on that case, so Tanakhama doesn't agree, so he tells you that example. That doesn't bother me.
But Lav Daka, Tanakhama holds it to
Min Kala. But right, in other words, but as far as why it's Chahako, so maybe it's because he holds a min klala against a shahako. And that's also for Chachamim the nobles. And the reason, in other words, for all three would be the same. Again, I don't know if it's going to be ultimately correct, but I'm just raising the possibility. And the truth is that within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, you have to understand what kind of halacha this is. That if it's a min klala, ein mevarchin alav. We had the beginning of the parak. The basic yisod was asur l'hadam mehanef and zeh below bracha. So you need a bracha to be matir, you to be nana from the world. Lashem ha'aretz umloa. Right, kohen enem zeh below bracha ki umoel. All those harsh words that were said about a person who doesn't acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch. So how could Rabbi Yehuda come out with such a shita, a min klala? Stavka, interesting. Rabbi Yehuda used the lashon min klala. He was also the one that said that you make a special bracha for every min, right? Every min, Baruch Hashem yom yom. Stam, interesting. But the idea that you could have a something which is a giving you a pleasure of that foods give you, and you mamish don't have to make a bracha. You can eat it without a bracha. Is that sound like a chiddush in your ears? What's the pshat? How can he be nana below bracha? On this question, go ahead.
I don't know if you want to say like Rabbeinu Yonah, but perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is saying that, and like how Rabbeinu Yonah.
We'll get to the details of Rabbi Yehuda, what he argues, what he doesn't argue on. That we'll get to in a minute.
I'm
but clearly, there's a range of shitas.
The svar of nanin, though. Doesn't have to. Maybe it could be on the tam, not on the actual nutrients. It could go on the tam of the food, so you're losing the town. There's no name.
Hanoas hachech, palate, existed. Chometz will have to deal with it in its own. Chometz is its own world. We'll get to the Rishonim and that. But Pashtus, let's leave out the whole discussion of Yom Kippur, whatever. We'll leave Chometz out for a second. You eat a grasshopper. You enjoyed it? Yeah. Stomach enjoyed it. I don't know. Stomach enjoyed it. The Novlos. Okay, they're a little bit not ideal, but okay. But you got hana, yeah? Mask it, you got hana. That's not the issue. Tanakhama says you make shahako for the reasons that the Tanakhama says you make shahako. So he just said, wait a second, it's a min klal. It brings to mind, you know, things which are hefecha brach. It doesn't match. You can't be mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that has associations with klala, be it the Arba, be it the other examples. Elamai, but your nana below bracha. Yeah, good.
When the Tanakhama says by Govai that Govai is also shahakal, does the Tanakhama hold that it isn't a mazik?
No. So there's no doubt about it that the Tanakam is Cholik and Rabbi Yehuda. The Pashtus is, I would say, that he argues complete Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the idea of the Minkola is not a reason not to have a Chiyah Bracha. Why does a Sha'ako? We'll come up with our own reasons. Why wouldn't it be the Bracha Govayis Sha'ako? Because that's simply the Bracha of Engiduim and Ha'aretz. The other two, we'll figure out. The Nat Chashu, Rabbeinu Yonasan Ilonil, Yishtani Ligresa. But that which you have to make a Bracha, item in color, no. Lamaisa, you're met in the Bracha, it's Bracha for Yohana. That's the Tanakama. Suggesting that maybe the Tanakama might have reduced the bracha to Sha'ako, and the other two examples, this would have been Sha'ako anyway. But the other two examples could be because he's also masking that you can't be manageable bracha if you make a Sha'ako, but you don't make the bracha prati. But the Sha'ako, I can live with. No, but either way, Rabbi Yehuda is Sarach Bir. Why would you be allowed to be manageable bracha? That's what I'm asking. Shimon?
You said that the sperm may be attacking all times. Like if you're in a place with
mom, you can't make the. Oh, so good. So let's speak at. I'm waiting for that. Good. In other words, we go. This takes us all back to square one. The what is the chicken? What is the egg? Pardon the pun. What is the siva? What's the mesubav? Is it pshat that there's a priori, there's an isolehanos, and now you need the chiyah bracha is generated because of that, and the mela. You have to make a bracha because otherwise asalanas. That is the default. Or is it more like a boyin ki echad? Or maybe even the idea is that there's a chiyah bracha. The chiyah bracha is what therefore generates either the vasachas or consequently that there's a chiyah asalanas. To the extent that there's no chiyah bracha, then I'm going to be nen. I'm not a moel. I'm not a gozef. In other words, it's only when you have the whole package that there is a chiyah bracha, we understand that it's roi levarech, and you're required to make a bracha, so that's where we understand that the package entails not just the chiyuv, not just the mitzvah, but also the iser, that if you don't make the bracha, you're a gozel. But if we have one reason or another where the din is that you're not going to make a bracha, and we had examples, for example, with Balkari in the Mishnah Third Perek, right, in a mevarech afanav, and other examples in Onin Rachmanu Litzlan. We discussed these types of examples. How could it be that they could go without a bracha? What about the Isser Lehano? And the answer was, one way to think about it, Shlomo Zalman, I think, in the Tshuva was Meirich on this, that it's not that it starts with an Isser and you need the bracha, otherwise you're left with an Isser. Of course, an Isser is part of the equation, part of the picture, but it's only existing to the extent that you also see side by side that there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv. If we can lift the mitzvah and the chiyuv from the picture, what else will fall by the wayside? The isser. If I don't have a chiyuv bracha, there's no isser lianus for the bracha. Which is old rain, right? So, Nemela, Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, look, it's a min gola, not shaykh bracha. If it's mufka from bracha, then Nemela, there's no isser either. Okay, maybe that's the Havana in Rabbi Yehuda. Again, in Tanakama, the Pashtus doesn't agree with the whole premise. And he has his own reasons why make Sha'ako, or maybe he agrees with the premise, but he says, but I still think there should be a chiyuv bracha of some kind because of Aser Lehanos. I saw a chiddush gadol brought in the start of the Mishnayis. I don't know who he's quoting it from. It's a likud. It's called, in the Yachin Obo's Mishnayis, they have something called Tosfos Anshei Shein, which is a likud from different Svarim. So on the part of the Mishnah of Koshu Min Klala, of the Mishnah, he has an incredible chiddush from a sefer Membresh. You have to see who he's quoting. I'm not sure. He says, "Nirish a kavanaso." You know, Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, not the way we thought. We made a mistake. We thought Rabbi Yehuda holds you can take this food, the novos, the govai, the chometz, whatever he's arguing. Assuming he's arguing all of them, and eat it without a bracha. No, of course not. Rather, what does he mean? A mevarchin alav. What does he mean? Don't make the bracha on this. In other words, yochal davar acher, the yivarach alav. Take something else with that has the same bracha, which is, if he holds, assuming he agrees with Tanakama Sha'ako. So take another Sha'ako and make the Sha'ako on that to pater the min klala. And then yochal lecho min klala. Dari ein anena below bracha. Abashi yochal min klala bli bracha ein svara. Very interesting. So an interesting take on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda acknowledges that you're not going to be allowed to be nene below bracha on these foods. It just means you can't make a bracha over these food. It comes out again, it speaks to the issue that we discussed, that when you make a bracha on one thing, you patter something else, there's a hevdel between the ikar thing that you're making the bracha on and those things that your das is also on. It's not the same, it's not as targeted. The bracha is on X, and the mela, Y doesn't need a bracha because you had it in mind. But there's a hevdel between what you directly made the bracha on and the thing that the mela is covered. So he doesn't want the bracha to be chal, to land on the minkola, but not of you that actually meant that you can be nenable of bracha. That's a chiddush. The other way is to learn kipshuto, and you learn what we said before. But there's no chiyah bracha, there's no iselahanos. This is within Rabbi Yehuda, and then with Tanakama, you have to know what's the pshat in terms of the shahakam. Okay, a couple of questions. Let's go around the room. Okay, and Shlomo, and then Chaim. Yeah.
Could you say another pshat? Say, like, maybe it's something like we said in Tosos earlier, like near Kekobel?
Yeah, it's interesting. Tosus had this near Kikovel, Bagabe the Bikurim, Kriyas Bikurim. You want to make a comparison. Mikur Bikurim, Dafka Rav Yehuda said over there also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I hear. It's not out of the realm of possibility that there's this idea that Rav Yehuda feels it's not Ketan Mishabecha Kodesh Baruch Hu when there's associations with Kala. So, Min Kala Imivarchin Allah. Again, two ways to understand Imivarchin. Mamish eat it without a bracha, or you make a bracha on something else, not on this. Yeah.
It's also a good connection to the second, the next part of the Mishnah. Because then you discuss that when you have
Yeah, but that's going to be the whole sugya and now Bechazin Shabbos. In Bechazin Shabbos, you're getting into a whole minefield, which we're not going to get to. Junsman, that's a shame, right? Okay. But that's going to be its own world of that Kedima Bebrachas. But it could have a shaykhis, yeah. I mean, in all the Rishonim, they don't even see it together. They separate it. I mean, we'll read it already. Rashi doesn't have anything here, but we'll read it just for the shlam of the Mishnah. Taka, let's see. You have different species. Rav Yehuda Omer, yesh b'nein min shiva, alavu mevarach. You give the bracha on the shiva saminim. Chamom mevarach eiz mem sheyirtze. There's no priority given to shiva saminim. You bless on what you prefer. Maybe idea of chaviv, and again, this is mamish asugya b'vneyatzma, the whole sugya memalik. Okay, Chaim, yeah.
The idea that these didn't have an iser lahanos to begin with, how can we say that for? I understand maybe for grasshoppers, but for wine, for vinegar, like it had a bracha to begin with, like when it was created.
Yeah, and chanami, but in the state that it's in right now, so the chachamim, if the rule is that the chacham would not want you to be mevarcha kadosh baruch hu on something that has associations with hefech of bracha, with klala, so then there's no chi of bracha. They lifted the chi of bracha on something like chometz. It's not just that it gets downgraded, it's not shaykh to bracha. Bracha means the inyan of riboy, of shefa. This is something that's calling out to you, the opposite, it's the misfortune, it's associated with klala. You can't use the words baruch, you can't say barachan.
But it had a bracha at the beginning of
it once. It did, that was before it was chometz. As chometz, you can be baruch and chometz. Now, ironically, we've been assuming our darko shel Rashi that when Rida says min klal, he's going in all three: on chometz, on novlos, and on govai. You see, in Rishonim, not everybody agrees with that. Mashal, the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah, this I gave you later on, but you can take a look already now. The Rambam on this Mishnah, on the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shu Min Klala, says the Rambam, Umash Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shu Min Klala, wrote Shalomar, Ha'arbeh, Ve'aperos, Ashenafku Kodem Bishulam. Ein Alachik Rabbi Yehuda. But what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Kol Shu Min Klala, wrote Shalomar, Ha'arbeh, Ve'aperos, Ashenafku. The Rambam goes with the pshat of Novlos that has to do with falling before they get ripe. And again, we'll have to see that in the Gemara, the Pashtas, that's a difficulty from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda's words from that pshat. Again, we'll have to see maybe there are a different way to read Bushka Kamra and all of that. It's a whole discussion. But the Rambam brings only two of the three examples, the case of Govai, the case of Novlos. And that's where Yehuda says that you don't make a bracha because it's a minklala. But what would it suggest from the Rambam? That Yehuda did not argue on chometz. So right away it's different than Rashi. Rashi says he's arguing in all three, and we understood why. Chometz is a minklala because the wine went bad. That's a bad thing. The Rambam didn't view chometz, yain v'hechmetz, as a minklala. what's a min klala? Arba and peres shenafu kodem bishul. That is in the Rambam. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah, he goes in a different direction. He also argues, and at least he brings a shita that's different than Rashi. And he says that maybe Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue on Govai. And he explains, Yesh Mefarshim, Lomar, Delo Koi Ela Achomet V'Novos Govad. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's argument that Min Kol in Mevarchin, however you explain it in Mevarchin, the Pashtus is no bracha at all. You can eat it without a bracha, the other way to learn. But either way, it's only on those two cases. Chomet v'novos bovad. Why are those called Min Kol? Shayotovim mitchila v'nefsidim. It was because these foods had originally good potential, and then it went bad. Went awry. That's where Yehuda says what he says. What's the min kola? It has exactly the taste it always had. It's as tasty as before. People enjoy it. What's the problem? What's the min kola? Umodid the mevarchin olav, and the bracha will be shalom. So that's yesh mefarshim. That's pshat number one. Then he brings the yesh mefarshim the other way. That kul koi, that fil govai shalom nifsai taimo. So that's going on. So whereas the Rambam left out chomet from the list, Rabbeinu Yonah brings the first pshat that it's actually govai that's not in the list. What's very strange, and Itan Shmai was asking the kasha, and I'm asking to the kasha, according to this first pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah, what's difficult in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah b'chal mention, therefore, that one case of Engidulam and Aretz to be Govai? Like Manafshach, Rabbi Yehuda argues only in the other two cases. So everyone is in agreement, it's not a Min Kola. So why does he get Shahako? Because Engidulam and Aretz. So of all the examples that could have been mentioned, like in the Braisa, Chala, Beitz, and Gvina, so why does the Braisa, Dafka, Harpan, and puts it together? It's a very difficult at first glance. Why would Mishnah mention this case if it's not even on the radar screen? In other words, you would think it's maybe a minkola, kamash, but it's not. But if Yehuda says minkola, and then you have to figure out that he didn't mean that, and the Tanakhama said it, in order you shouldn't think that you don't make a bracha because of minkola, and meanwhile Yehuda never even said it. So like, no one is even raising an issue, and you're really trying to preempt something that nobody's even. If it's not a minkola, it's not a minkola. So what are you picking? Why are you picking the example to mention? It's very hard to understand the Yishma first and the first Pesham, the Rabbi Yonah. But to see the other diukim from the Gemara, you have to know if Rabbi Yehuda's not arguing on all the cases, we have to know what the Gemara means as well. In Hemshacha, the Gemara, Shaka Vitari, keep that in mind. But the Pashtus is like Rashi, right? Rabbi Yehuda's coming on all three examples to be Cholek, and each one is called Min Kola for its own reasons. And then how you understand Rabbi Yehuda, that we had an interesting possibility that he meant only insofar as making the bracha directly. Otherwise, you say that there's no Chiyah Bracha, Memela, there's no Isser. Okay, this is the Mishnah in terms of the layout of the Mishnah. Now we get into a very important inyan that the Rishonim deal with, which really ties us back to an earlier Gemara with the case of Palpali. Okay, so now we see the other side of that issue. We saw it, the half of it regarding Palpali, now we see it in terms of Chometz. So, meanwhile, the Mishnah mentions in the list of things that Gerei Shahako, maybe Rabbi Yehuda argues on this, maybe he doesn't, that's the Rambam. But meanwhile, in the list, we hold like that Tanakhama regardless, that you make a shahako and chometz. Okay? So now we have a problem. Because of the sugya in Yuma. There's no Gemara Yuma in the room, is there? Just but Hayalef and Yuma, got it. Okay. Okay. Someone want to bring a Gemara, and we'll get a Gemara. But you have? Oh, beautiful. Shkayach, Bashat. Okay. So the Rishonim all ask from the sugya in Yuma, Pei Aleph. And this is really connected to the earliest sugya by us in Dav Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Not everything is considered a food, or not everything is warranting a bracha, and should also be a violation of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara seems to draw a parallel between the issues. What we have earlier, Dav Lamed Vav Amid Beis, was a statement regarding Palpali, where Rav Sheshe said Shahako, and Rabbi says no bracha. And then the Gemara comments and says, Rabbi, who says there's no bracha on Palpali and peppercorn, Rabbi Lishitaso says, Kas Palpali, Biyomadikipuri, Pater. The Gemara had a kasha from the Braisa, Tzchei Ba'arla. The Gemara explains, it depends what type, what form it's in, Ber'tifta, Yabeshta. Okay, so there's cases where it would be considered valid for Yom Kippur and for Bracha, and there's cases that it would not be. But when it's not for one, it's not for the other. There's a parallel. If it's not viewed as enough to violate Yom Kippur, what's the standard there? Lo se'une. If you have what's called Yisuve Daita, Shir Kuseves, a food that's Mesiv as a Das, then you violate Yom Kippur. If it doesn't fit that criteria, then you're not Chayav in Yom Kippur. But neither do you make a Brach. That's what you see in the Gemara here regarding Palpuli. What about Chometz on Yom Kippur? So that's a Machokas in the Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph. But we are of the opinion that Chometz Yom Kippur, you're not Chayav either. So it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara goes on the Mishnah that says, Shasat Tzira Miris Pater. So the Gemara's Medayik, HaChometz Chayav. It doesn't say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about things that are not edible as foods. These are not Ro'ui, L'Achil, L'Shtia. So then you're Pater Yom Kippur. So the Gemara's Medayik, it doesn't mention Chometz in the list. HaChometz Chayav, that follows Rebbe's Shita. Rebbe holds Chometz Meshiv Es HaNefesh. That's Shita's Rebbe. The Gemara goes on and says, V'Torosh of Gidol Bar Menashe, Iberi Narish Ein Halacha K'Rebbe. Which means, he was basically telling people, B'Rabim in Adrasha, that we don't accept Rebbe's Shita, and therefore Chometz is allowed on Yom Kippur. It's not Meshiv Es HaNefesh. It sounds like even not only B'Dieved, even Chatchila, at least the people took it that way. What happened? L'shana, the next year, after hearing the drasha, Nafki Kulyaman Mazgul B'Shas Suchal. So they went, they did a meziga, they diluted the chometz, and they drank chometz on Yom Kippur, based on what they heard the drasha by Rav Gidol. Shem Rav Gidol V'Ikpid. He says, wait a second, they misunderstood me. Omar, Eimer Da'ami Anadi Evi L'chatchila Mi'ami. So first of all, I didn't mean L'chatchila. Number two, Eimer Da'ami Anad Purta, Tuba Mi'ami. I only said a little bit, not a lot. A lot is Meshiv Es HaNefesh. These are going to give us windows into answering the Kasha Rishon. So read this Gemara. And Emad Amyana Chai Mazik Miyami. I said, well, if it's undiluted, that's when, if you have undiluted and not that much, then the Diyeved, then it's not a violation of Yom Kippur. And these people went overboard. They went, they diluted it, they had a lot, and the Chachila they had it, and that was his concern. Okay. This is the Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph Gavi Chometz. Now, with this in mind, let's look at the Rishonim Bayas, the Rush, the Yona, and the Iri, and then see how it gets translated to Shulchan Aruch. Now that the Mishnah tells us that Chometz gets a Shahako, how do you handle that in light of the Gemara in Yuma, and in light of the fact that we saw by Palpuli that there's an equation drawn between Hilchos Yom Kippur and Hilchos Brachos? So let's go one by one. The Rush, Chav Gimel, right? The Imtaymar asked the Rush. Now we have to think about the following. What exactly is the Hagdara? Why is it that Chometz on Yom Kippur is Pater when it's Pater? And does the Mishnah that says you make Shahako speak about the same example of Chometz that were you to take it Yom Kippur, you'd be Pater, even if it's only B'dieved? But if you're Pater, could there still be a Chiyah Bracha? Or no, we have to find a scenario that matches where you would not be Pater on Yom Kippur in order to have the example that you make a Bracha. That's the big question here. Are we going to have to find some technical answer, but we acknowledge the premise that they should be linked? Or are we going to sever the link between Yom Kippur and Bracha, at least insofar as Chometz is concerned? We can't get away from the fact that the Gemara does create the link, B'nogei HaPalpul. But the answer is, maybe a definition going on by Palpuli than by Chometz. That's going to be the question we have to sort out. Everyone with me? Let's go with the Rush first. Zok the Rush v'yem toimah. Heicha nevarchin ala Chometz. How can you have a bracha on Chometz? Amin perek basa de yuma. Hashosa Chometz v'yom ha-kipurim patur d'las hilchus ha-kirebi. Like we quoted in Gemara, da'am Chometz b'yishim is ha-nefesh. So you're patur by Shosa Chometz v'yom kippur. Okay, so if you're Pater Yom Kippur, so what? So what? That's the Gemara before. Vele il, gabi palpali abeshta. That's the case Gemara says is the best. It's not. It's Pater Yom Kippur. Mashvina bracha Yom Kippur. This kasha is clear. Yeah, clear kasha in the Rush. Zakhtar Rashi Shloimar, the Mairi, our Mishnah that says you say Shahako and Chomet, the Mairi, the Mazuk Tsas. Kedemasik Hashem. Oh, that's the Gemara we just quoted. Kedemasik Hashem, the Oz, Meshiv Hadas. So the Yisube Daita of Yom Kippur is in fact the criteria for whether you make a bracha. If it's not Meshiv as a nefesh for Yom Kippur, there'd be no bracha. But where does it say that Chometz is not Meshiv as a nefesh, that'll be Pater? If you have what? By itself, undiluted. That was why he says over there that I only said a chai, but not muzzled. So once it's muzzled, it's going to be chai and Yom Kippur, and it will also be chai and bracha. So the chometz of our Mishnah is a chometz that's muzzled. Simple answer. The kasha, the premise is correct that we mashva Yom Kippur and bracha together, but in a chenami, but the case that Mishnah says you make a shakol is going to be a case that you be chai Yom Kippur. It's muzzled. That's teretz number one. Second tense. Inami, what's our mission discussing by Chometz? Mayi b'choshesh b'shinav. You have a toothache. No sin Chometz harbe, you put a lot of Chometz l'toch marak, to like a broth. B'shoseh l'refuah. The Chometz ikr. This is reminiscent of what, everybody? What is it reminiscent of? Anigron, Shemen de Anigron. But we have to find the case that the Shemen was an ikr, choshesh b'grona, all of that. See, we're going back, retracing all our steps in case of Mavarach, and just with one little Mishnah. Nikol Makom, the Chometz ikr, agav hamarak yisrei hanamin, but because you can tolerate it, by yourself you couldn't tolerate it, but when you're doing it for the choshesh b'shinav, but you might say you're nana from the Chometz. So two ways to solve the problem. The Rush is acknowledging the equation is strong. It's strong by Papali. It's equally strong by Chometz. You have to find the Hechatim by Chometz that you have the Chiyah Bracha because you would be a Chiyah by Yom Kippur. Number one, where it's Mazuk. One answer, one Okimta. Or where it's choshesh b'shina. The Russian mazuk sas is interesting. Where does he get mazuk sas? Kedamasik hasam. In the Gemara in Yuma, it just says, Eimer da'ami anah port the tuba mi'amri, Eimer da'ami anah chai mazuk mi'amri. There's mazuk sas. The Matan Yontif is all made on that. He doesn't see a marker for that. Just the Dinafshi Kasav Ksas. That's the Rush's own Hosaf. Okay. A Kopanim, those are two answers so far in the Rush. Let's look at the Ne'iri. The Ne'iri, on the other hand, looks at this question and he seems to create a split between when the Gemara links Bracha to Yom Kippur. That's by palpable, because the issue there is one and the same. But Chometz, it can actually break down. And what's true by Yom Kippur wouldn't automatically carry over to Bracha. The Ne'iri was earlier by the palpable sugya. So let's see how he's masbir. Says, what's kos palpable, what's not darko b'chia is called sisa. And he explains, everyone see where we are. Mulamid vav amidbeis. Few lines into the paragraph of Masha Huska of the Gemara, he says, "Me'achas she'achilasam b'yom haKippurim eina mechayevus." If you're not liable for Yom Kippur for palpali, palpali best, as the Gemara says, "Afhu eina mevarach kum," so you won't make a bracha. Aye, how could you say such a connection between bracha and Yom Kippur? There'll be no bracha because there's no chiv Yom Kippur. The afal pi she'ashos echametz patur. On the one hand, we hold not like Rebbe, Chometz is Patur Yom Kippur. The Alpha who came to Baruch and Alav Shahako, Zog the Me'iri, and what's the case that makes Shahako? Lafuke the Rush, Bein Chai Bein Mazuk. He doesn't want to make a Nukimta in our Mishnah, that the Chometz of our Mishnah is Dafka Chometz Mazuk, like the Rush. Shas Mazuk, whatever. He assumes that the Shahako would even be on an undergooded Chometz. So are you telling me it's the same thing as Yom Kippur? I'll tell you the difference. The daitenu bazu mashu putter, that which a putyum kipper who mipnei she'eno meshiv as a nefesh. And that was the lesson of the Gemara that the Me'iri is borrowing, right? Because when Rebbe disagrees, the lesson of the Gemara was that Rabbi Omer chometz meishivas hanefesh. So the Tanakhama holds chometz is not meishivas hanefesh. What is the standard for Yom Kippur, for chiyuv Yom Kippur? What is the lashon pasuk? Ki chol hanefesh asher lo seune. In order to be in compliance with Yom Kippur, you have to make sure that you don't give yourself the sense of the feeling of being satiated. Yisubidaita. That's where the shiris of koseves. So chometz does not give you that feeling that would cross the line on Yom Kippur. But what Mir is suggesting is, as far as Hilchos Brachos is concerned, well, you don't need to be meshivas hanefesh. You just have to have what?
Hanah.
If that's the case, how come the Gemara said by Palpalin that one follows the other? That's the difference. Abu Palpalin, the Zanbil, Eino El Mepnesh Einam Kruyin Maichel. So there's two issues. One is, you can be part of Yom Kippur for one of two Mahalchi. You can be part of Yom Kippur because it's not a Maichel. Or you can be part of Yom Kippur because it's not Meshivas HaNefesh. Apparently, the Meiri would assume that palpably, would it be Meshivas HaNefesh? Apparently, yeah, because otherwise he could say it's the same. The same issue as chometz, but it's not. It's ein kriy malcha. But if it's meishivas hanefesh through something else, people smell tabak on Yom Kippur, right? Place meishivas hanefesh, maybe, but that's not called the iser of inoy through eating. The fact that you got some kind of a lift from something else, it's not a maicha. Torah kavana was l'seuna through macha. The more darshan tell you know what the inuyim are, but what inuyim is achil shtia. So the problem is, or the reason why you're not violating Yom Kippur, it's not a chayiv, is because it's not a maichel. Oh, if that's true, then you can't make a bracha. You'll make a bracha of birchas hanefesh. It's not a maichel. So chor is very interesting mahal. According to the Meiri, we can separate the issues. There's two different considerations. In one instance, what's true by Yom Kippur will carry over to bracha. And that's why by palpably, where it's not a meichel, so then by bracha also there'll be no bracha. But by chometz, it's not pshat, it's not a meichel, it's a meshivas hanefesh. But it's not the same standard. Meshivas hanefesh is specifically a higher standard of Yom Kippur. For haraya, you need to have a koseves to be violating Yom Kippur. It's not meshivas hanefesh. Chometz doesn't have the chiv Yom Kippur. But look, I'll be bracha, it's still could you have enough. Unlike the Rosh, who had to make our Mishnah talk about a case of chometz that would have been chayv Yom Kippur, the Meiri says, no, it's bein chayv bein mazik. It's still going to be a bracha. This is the Meiri in contrast to the Rosh. Okay, we have now the Bein Yonah, one more Risha. This is the hardest thing to be able to get a handle on. The Meiri is clear. It's all very important you say this, right? But we'll see soon the Shulchan Aruch also. But let's see how Bein Yonah deals with this. What is the nature of the problem by Palpalin? And what is the nature of the problem by chometz, by Yom Kippur, and how does it affect bracha? Rabbeinu Yonah. Be interesting, maybe to start, and let's see how he says by palpably, and then we'll come to chometz. Just to start a savor already, when he brings palpably earlier, what does he say? Look at the Gemara earlier. A papali ratifta hadama v'yibeshta v'lo kum. What does it sound like to Bina Yonah? What's the mahalach of papali? If you take a look there, the ein din azango v'papali shave v'yibeshta v'azda rava l'taime. He says that kas papali. Here's the lashon of Bina Yonah earlier. Then we'll see how it appears with the Bina Yonah over here. Everyone find the lashon where I am here on the Maschel Palpli Ratifta, a few lines down. The Kevan de Le'inyo Mikipurim Eino Chashuv Maichel. See those words? Eino Chashuv Maichel. We can bracha nami Eino Chashuv Maichel. Dein bracha. So you see already in this regard, how is he thinking about palpably? Very much in line with the Meiri. Now, let's see what he does with chometz. So palpably, the equation is, if it's not a meichel for Yom Kippur, it's not a meichel for bracha. Now he brings the kasha of the Rush by Chometz. So let's see what he does. Ala Chometz, Yala Novlo, Soma Shahako, Pirish Novlo, Sapirish Nafu, Kodim Bishula, and that we'll see about the Govay Ulchaga, fun. The Imtoimar, Heich Mivarech Ala Chometz Klau, how could there be any Brachan Chometz? But Halav Barachilahu, it's not something that's Shaykh Tachila. Kidamina biyuma shem shasa chometz yomiki purim shu pater. The kol davish in a roy lachila kaimalan shein varachil of klal kigon zangdila yabeshta shein varachil of klal kevan. Here again the lashon kevan shein a chashav meichel biyomiki purim shu pater. It's not considered a meichel for yom kippur. The kol davish in a roy lachila kidamina el kas papuli pat. So it's not roi l'achila, you should have no reason to make a bracha. The yesh l'taretz, so he says like this, digabi chometz, af al pi shehu patur kishir revius. Kevan de kaimelan, shimshasa mimenu harbe, more than a revius, far more than a revius, chayiv, v'pnei shenenu mimenu b'shtia meruba. In other words, he's going with the other category classification of gido. The Rush focused on the mazug, and he made our mission talk about a case of mazug. But what else did he say when he explained that they misunderstood his drasha? He says, "I said porta, not tuba," which means like this: that if you would have a lot of chometz on Yom Kippur, far more than Revius, doesn't say exactly what the cutoff is, have to know, but far more than Revius, the din would be, I mean it is Meshiv Sanepesh, right? Bichayv Yom Kippur. So now says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yopater Kishir Revius on Yom Kippur. But if you would have more than Revius, a lot more than Revius, Shasaharbe, you'd be Chayv, because then you are Nana. Now let's go over to Bracha. What does he mean now? So by bracha, you make a bracha on more and not on less? No, it's not what he says. Lingin bracha nami lo yotza mitaras ochel ufigach mevarachal. When? When it's shasa harbe or even shasa revius? What does it seem? Even revius. Because he's not focusing on the fact that l'maisa now you have yahana, that you have, if you did it on Yom Kippur, the same amount. He's threading the needle a little bit. Interesting. In other words, palpably, where no matter how little or how much, it is always going to be pater Yom Kippur. So that's called, it's not a maichel. Therefore, it's not a maichel, therefore you pater on for bracha either. Bracha as well, no bracha. But chometz, where at a smaller amount, you'd be pater Yom Kippur, but a larger amount, you'd be chayim. So then you can't tell me it's yatsa mitoras maichel, we got be bracha even when you have the smaller amount. Why? Because since if you had more, it would give you what would make you chayav Yom Kippur. Okay, so let's just understand, ask yourself. But did it give you hana? Did it give you yisuvei daita? No. And is bracha a function of that? Well, maybe yes, maybe not. Apparently, in that regard, you have to be with the Meiri, right? Because if you're totally in Yisuvi Daita, you can't make a bracha. There's no hana of Yisuvi Daita. The answer is that the standard for bracha is not equal to Yisuvi Daita. But what would have been a reason to be mafkia the din bracha if it was Yartza Mitaras Maichel? But that is not. Why? Because if this very thing could never give you, have the potential to give you hana, so then it's not a maichel. But this could. Did you get hana right now? No. So you make a bracha, you get hana. What's the pshat? What do you make a bracha? Elamai, you got hana? So then what do you have to say this whole Torah? Because it could be more. The answer is because if the halacha would have never given you yisuvei daita for Yom Kippur, then by definition it's not a maichel. And therefore, something that's not a maichel, you would not make a bracha, even if it gives you hana. Like the Meiri. So it's a question of whether you can define it as a meicha or not. So the litmus test is, what would be if you had more? And if something could never give you Yisubi Daita of Yom Kippur, then it's not a meicha. So the answer is, but since it could have given you Yisubi Daita, if you had more of it, then it's not considered Yatsa B'Torah's meicha. Okay, that's part one. So let's get the whole picture. But then he goes on. Miu Nirin. So you're making your bracha now on revius or less, because you can't get hana from the world without a bracha, so you have to make a bracha rishona. But the eno mevarach lebesof, but you won't make a bracha afterwards. What bracha is he referring to, Mustama? What bracha would be afterwards? Right in Fashas. But that you won't make. Even though what? You have what's the shear for bracha achrona? Go back again and chazer over the other tosfos, right? Let me test. What's the shear for shtia for bracha achrona? We have a range of possibilities. What? Vias. Lugmav. Babes. Okay, but these examples that he's giving, vias or pachas, could have been what would normally be the shear bracha achrona. Oh, there's nothing to talk about. So he's assuming that to be enough for the shear for shtia. Be it revius, because he has that case, or even if a little less, but it would be Mlo Lugma, Blo Revius, Kimlo Lugma. So even though there would be enough here that would warrant the Bracha Achrona for something else of liquid, says the Rinu Yona, but since it's not Koshtia B'Yom HaKippurim, so then it would be totally in the case by case situation. Then if you had less, then what be Subidaita? For Yom Kippur, then you won't make a bracha achrona. Avo b'yosem izeh, if you have more than a revius, to the extent that if you had that on Yom Kippur, you'd be chayiv, then shechashiv shtir b'yom kippurim bracha of tchilo b'sof mipi mori. This requires real dissecting. The first part of Ben Yonah, it's interesting, he's sort of like, a little bit like the Meiri in regard to the issue having to do with mufka mitras maichol, then it goes across the board. For Yom Kippur, it's true for bracha. The Meiri just stops at that and says, okay, chometz is not misav as a das, but it's a meichel. And if it's a meichel, you make a bracha and leave it at that, and it can be totally chai, you could have a little, you could have a lot, there's still a hana, and you make a bracha, and what bracha would you make? Bracha before, bracha afterwards? It's not the same standard as Yom Kippur, that's the Meiri. Yonah is much more subtle. But Yonah says, look, when it's never going to bring Yisubi Daita, it's not a Meichel. So that's example of Zangbila, Palpala, Yibeshta. So there's no bracha either, no matter what, period. No bracha Rishona, of course, no bracha Achron. Chometz, so since by Yom Kippur, if you have a little bit, it's not Mesim Das. If you have a lot, it is Mesim Das. So now when it comes to bracha, if you have a little bit or Vias, so you can't be Nana below bracha. And it is a meichel. What not to be a meichel? You could make a bracha, but it is a meichel. How do I know it's a meichel? Because since by Yom Kippur you could have more and it would give you the Yisubei Daita standard of Yom Kippur would be met. So then it's a meichel. It's a meichel, so you make a bracha rishona. But bracha achrona would be measured by what? By, in the case right now, would it be enough to be chayav Yom Kippur? Why should it matter? You tell me it's a meichel, and you had enough to drink that would be mechay bracha achrona, based on how much you have to drink for bracha achrona. Why does it matter that if I had this amount for Yom Kippur? Sounds like bracha rishona, you can't not make a bracha asur yohanos. Bracha achrona, we are going to equate Yom Kippur to the situation at hand. It requires a hesed. We have to see if this is accepted in Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadim wrote a sefer Rosh Yosef. He doesn't understand this. He says, well, we see in the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Umashe Kasav. First of all, he asked different questions of me. Umashe Kasav ben Yon, Dura Vias Mevarach Bracha Rishona Denena. He says, what kind of Hana is it? En Yedel Farshad, Biyom Mekipurim, Pater, Uman Nena Shaykhka. Sehid Bachal doesn't. He thinks that the Rashi is more correct. We're saying that there's Hana. I don't think it's such a difficult. We saw the Meiri already. It could be, it's not Yisumi Daita, but it's called Hana. That much we can go with the Meiri and plug it into Rabbeinu Yonah. Our problem is more the other Rabbeinu Yonah, the other half, the Gabi Bracha Achrona. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Chevra? How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin on Chometz? Siv Beis? Like who? Like the Rosh. Talk to Mechaber. Ala Chometz Levado. Eina Mevarach Krum Mepnei Shehu Maziko. Interesting lesson. Shehu Maziko. Until now we were seeing it's not. Doesn't make it a nefesh. Where did we see the Russian Maziko? Gabi what? Where did we see that Russian Maziko? So the Russian Maziko, though, I did find it in the Piskei Harash. The Rush didn't say Maziko, did he? That we said Russian Chav Gimel? But if you look in the back, after the Rush, they have what's called Piskei Harash, which I think was written by the Tour. So the Piskei Harash would be what Osir's, it's parallel to Simon Chav Gimel with the Rush. I think I saw it here. Now I don't see it. Okay, you'll tell me if you find it. I think he uses a lashon of Maziko, and the Tour also uses such a lashon. Oh yeah, here it is. Chav Gimel, Taka Simon Chav Gimel, parallels the Simon of the Rush. In the middle of it, he says, the Chometz Mazuk, O Sheshel Seu L'Refua, this is Mamish, the Psak of the Rush, but just summarized. In the middle of Os Chav Gimel in Kitzur Piskei Rush, it parallels the Simanim of the Rush. So he says, Chometz Mazuk, Os Sheshel Seu L'Refua, Mamorak, Brach Shahakon, Yivaro, Avo Be'enei Mazik. So that's where the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is coming from. It's from the Tur, and the Tur is coming from the Lashon and the Piskei Rash. So that's, and again, you see it by Shemen, but he calls it the same thing over here. So Chometz Levado and Baruch Kol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Dafka b'Chometz Chazav, Shenischametz Kolkach, Shemvabeya k'Mashrich Nosu Arz. What is exactly the standard? What's the litmus test? It's so strong, so vinegary, that it's bubbling. When you throw it down, you spill it out on the ground, and what do you see? Bubbles. That's the fermentation, the extent of the fermentation. That's where it's mamish dangerous. So even though the Shulchan Aruch is technically like the Rush, but even that has its own parameters, because not every chometz is viewed as chometz to the extent that it's not a maichol. Or the Rush doesn't really quote that in Al-Maychel. The Rush talks about it's mazik you. So that's only Chometz Chaza Kokach. That's what he brings from the Magen Avraham and others, the Lokei Eliyahu Rabba. And look in the bottom in Yud Ches, he says, Bayim b'Shari Tshuva Shekamu Hizkim Medina, De Belav HaChidas Rabbeinu Yono Baruch Al Chometz. In other words, to say that when it's not so strong that it bubbles, you make a shahako, it's not totally off the beaten track, because after all, who can you fall back on if you need to? Even if the Rush didn't mean it to that extent, but who can you fall back on it with your shahako? Which Rishon would say make a shahako b'chol ofen. We saw the Meiri too, but they didn't all have the Meiri in the Yonah. So nice, that's why given the Rabbeinu Yonah, and given that it would seem that it's only a problem when it's that and that strong, that's what he says. This is more like the Re'iri. The Englan Maiden, the Yom Kippurim, the Talia B'Tuvei Daita, the Chometz in Meshib Nefesh. Masha'enkin bin Yonah de Kaspapuli, Medamina Shapir, Medaina Bechal Chil Kral. So what he's calling from the Eshko is basically echoing the Me'iri that we saw. Again, what we're leaving as a difficulty is that Rabbeinu Yonah's point about the Bracha Achrona. Why would Bracha Achrona ultimately be measured by the case at hand? Manafsha. If right now you're saying it's Goyat and Kvitaras Maichel. Put the pieces together. Because if you had more, it would be Chayav Yom Kippur. So why wouldn't the case at hand that you're Nana and you had a Shir? So why not make Bracha Achrona too? What is this halacha that Bracha Achrona would still be measured by what would be right now if you had it on Yom Kippur? Okay, so these are the things more or less that were things that we went over today. Pashit, reading the Mishnah to understand the reason for the Tanakama, Chometz Nobos, why there's no Bracha Pratis, different possibilities, Shtani Legreisa, we'll see maybe more about that, the Pasi Itza, or because it's not Chasuv, or because maybe because of the Minkal idea, of Yehuda Shita, Minkal, what he's going on all three, Rashi says, going on two of the three, and which one not, maybe not Chometz, maybe not Govai, and then what it means in Mevarchan Alav, if you cannot make a Bracha, why, what about the Hana? Right? And then this big Indian here about Chometz and the distinctions between what we saw by Palpali carrying over from Kippur to Bracha and over here, and then we have the Rosh on the one hand making a Kimp in the Mishnah, then we have the Meiri making totally split. It depends if it's not a Meichel at all or it's only a function of the Yisubidaita issue, and then we have the Binyon sort of in the middle. Okay. Everything is good? Okay, I'm assuming no one started on the Gemara, so we'll have to leave it for the next year. We'll do Chumash. We have to do a lot in a few days, so try to be ahead of the game as much as you could.